Say no to church fun. Say no to church fun. Say no to church fun.
About 24 protesters are bearing the cold outside Milton Keynes Council's civic offices. They're protesting the plans that are being discussed by councillors upstairs in this urban environment, which is far removed from the suburban idyll that they're hoping to maintain. They fear that too many houses will bring more people than the infrastructure can cope with.
We're protesting against the church farm development, which is going to be built at the back of our estate. It's a really nice, quiet area at the moment, but it is full up. The schools are full, and also the doctor's surgery is full. So we are worried that they're building the houses without any infrastructure. We do think it warrants some extra doctor's surgery or an extra school.
I'm Pippa Pye and I'm 9 years old.
Why have you come here in the freezing cold after school tonight?
Because it's about Church Farm, because they're going to build a lot of houses and put loads of kids into a school which is almost full.
Do you think that it would be bad for your school if there were even more children?
Yeah, because they'd have to, if they had more children, then they might have to build more classrooms and do it onto a field that we really like. We use it to play sports, and in the summer and spring we play on it at lunchtime.
The consultation process was flawed. We only found out 4 days before the consultation was ending that this was all happening. We were kept in the dark, and subsequently, thankfully, everybody's listened to us. But it's still inconceived because the infrastructure is not there. They don't know where they're going to build a bridge. If they're going to build a bridge over Burt Crescent, which is where I live, could cost them up to £10 million, possibly. And where they're going to get that kind of money from?
If the infrastructure was proposed right now in this meeting that's going on above our heads, would you be happy with it, or would you still say somewhere else should go first?
Yes, we would certainly look at that, absolutely. We're not saying don't build in our backyard. We want to actually be engaged in the process.
If we just build on every piece of patch of green grass we've got in Milton Keynes, what amenities are we provided for the people that live in Milton Keynes? Who will be able to exercise their horses? Where will our children be able to go and play if we're not provided those facilities?
We will be directly affected by the extension of the H10, because that will pass right by our house. And we will be affected by the actual housing development itself, simply because of the extra people coming into the area and trying to use our facilities. Because as far as we know at the moment, there will not be any facilities on the church farm development. We're not opposed to new housing. You can't live in a place like Milton Keynes and be opposed to new housing. We don't understand why this little parcel of land at Church Farm is being developed as part of the wider development. Because if you look on a map, it's not connected to the other.